Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. With so many cold, dreary mornings lately, I woke this morning hearing birds singing, a woodpecker pecking away on the side of the house, and bright sunshine coming through the shutters. I was tricked into thinking, spring has hit. Then I headed downstairs for my coffee and to let Apollo out to welcome the day. I opened the door to take a deep breath of fresh air, and a cold breeze hit me. Spring, not yet, but not far away. I know spring will come, there is no doubt, and because I don't doubt, there's no question about it showing up in a few weeks. I am so without doubt that I take it for granted. It always shows up. Every single spring, when the days get longer and the sun shines brighter and the air is warmer, there's spring. Taking something for granted. I hadn't thought about that before, but taking something for granted means you don't have to think about it, worry about it, ask for it, even pray about it, except to be glad when it shows up. We don't like waiting for spring, but nonetheless, we have no doubt, not in the least, that this God-given change in seasons will occur. What a wonderful faith to have, that we assume, take for granted that spring will come. Did you realize you had that much faith, that level of faith in God? This morning, we are looking at Mark 11:22-25, and I am going to share some thoughts about the deeper meanings of these verses. I'm sure many have long since had much wiser interpretations, but as I read and thought about it, some ideas gelled in my head. Mark 11:22-25. Have faith in God, Jesus responded to his disciples. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. To me, verses 22 and 23 seem like a challenge. If you have enough faith, you can throw a mountain into the sea. Sure, well, that leaves me out. Why would I want to? But think about it. Such an event is way beyond our realm of possibility. And besides that, it would be destructive. Clearly, it does not fit into God's plan for nature, for his creation. What would it be like if we all went around throwing mountains into the sea? Our world would be filled with pain and suffering and loss of life. A very careless use of our faith. Perhaps our faith can only go so far unless or until we have a much better understanding of faith and prayer. Verse 24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. This is the verse the Lord showed me when I first became curious about the Bible. I, as a 12-year-old, was going through a difficult time. I opened the Bible out of desperation, and there was this verse. That was 62 years ago, and only as I sit here now reading these verses together does a deeper message come to me. I have often struggled with verse 24 because I could not explain what was meant by whatever. Does that include physically moving mountains? When I was a teenager, I could reflect on this verse and hope a particular boy would call and ask me for a date. It usually was not answered. As an adult, I feel we often focus on worldly wants. Jesus gives us an example of what he does not mean in verse 23. Even if we had faith enough to move mountains, is that the sort of thing the Lord would have us do with our faith? He does not limit our faith, but it is our faith and trust in him that mountains of problems can be moved and resolved. We believe spring will come because God has always been faithful to his creation. If we could just transfer some of that belief, that faithfulness in his handling of our mountains. One more lesson. In verse 25, Jesus adds, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." He tells us here that when you are standing there praying, examine your heart first, and if needed, forgive those who have trespassed against you. Then stop and think about what you are asking for. Does it reflect the Lord's love? In this case, do I need to look at myself first, examine my purpose for the prayer? Does it reflect the hope for love, care, or a need? Does it reflect Jesus' examples of prayer for others, healing of heart, mind, body, food for the hungry? Prayer to hear our Father's voice, his guidance, his wisdom, his forgiveness that we all need. When we are able to look at ourselves honestly and come to terms with our own failings, then it seems to me we are on the right track. As far as I know, Jesus didn't move any mountains and throw them into the sea. Everything he said and did was for the good of those around him and the faith and belief of all his creation. To close, verse 24 again. Whatever you ask for in prayer, pause. First check in on or with your own motive. Check on your own heart. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. Trusting without doubt. Let me just say from experience, it takes practice. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. In the world today, it would be very helpful if we would reflect on the wisdom of verse 25. And when you stand praying or kneel or sit or walk or drive, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts to your will in our prayers and hopes. Please give us courage to examine ourselves, our motives, in our request of you. Please soften our hearts to forgive those who may have hurt us in some way. Give us the humility that leads us to your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.